Today's devotional is based on 1 Corinthians 1, verses 18 to 31, and it was written by the Reverend Mark Gaskell. This passage is a terrible sales pitch. I will paraphrase a few of the highlights. The cross is a ridiculous way to save the world. God picks stuff that doesn't make sense to anyone, Jew or Greek. Oh, and all of us who follow Jesus, we're pretty much just a bunch of losers. That's how we know that it is really God working in us. The reality today is that churches are failing. Some of us are failing numerically. Declining attendance, membership, and commitment can be plotted on gloomy graphs and dire charts. In that scenario, we think we have to find a better sales pitch, so we try too hard to be something other than what we are. Others may be growing numerically, but failing spiritually. They have abandoned the message of the cross to some degree in favor of something that seems less foolish to the comfortable and to the privileged, and there they may have found a market niche. It is difficult for the human ego to accept the terms Christ offers us. Paul was no exception. He had to do it the hard way. He fought with himself and with others to keep focused on the reality that he was not the one who was responsible for doing the saving. God had to do it. How do you sell your church? Do you tell people how ridiculous you are? Do you admit that you can't do anything that's good on your own? Do you confess that you are a sinner, for real, and that some of your sins are pretty bad? False humility will not avail in this world. People are too used to being lied to and sold scams. The only place to be right now, if we want to live, is with God's foolishness, which is wiser than human wisdom, and God's weakness, which is stronger than human strength. Let us pray. Help us, holy God, for we want so badly to be wise and strong. We spend so much time and energy seeking to project positivity and success. It is exhausting. We need to be vulnerable, but we just can't seem to trust that it will work. Teach us what it means to offer our broken hearts to you. Bind up the wounds we carry from trying too hard. If we fail, let us fail as Christ failed on the cross. If we succeed, it will only be in Christ. Amen.